G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, January 30. I'm John Barker, joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, we start to crank it up a bit in Sydney this week with the running of two quite important lead-ups to the major two-year-old races.
Yes, two Group 3 races. The fields have stacked up pretty well too. Some pretty exciting first starters going around, and later on, of course, we've got the older horses in the Group 2 Expressway, just the eight runners, but pretty intriguing race. We've got only three that are not resuming.
Alrighty, Carl, what did you, speaking of two-year-old feature lead-ups, we had a couple at Caulfield on Tuesday in the Blue Diamond previews. What did you think of those? People are normally at this time immediately declaring that the fillies are superior to the colts, or the colts are superior to the fillies, but I think there was only a breath between them as far as times go. What did you take out of those two races?
I think the Massara two-year-old that missed the start, that drew barrier one, the name escapes me.
Weatherly,
yeah. I thought that was probably the runner out of the two heats, but equally the thing of I don't know their names, the thing that ran third in the colts division down the outside of the
Elevation.
Leon Corston's.
Oh, that was in the Phillies division.
Phillies division, sorry.
Dream First.
That ran down the outside.
I don't know the name, it's like backed and it should have won.
Yeah, it's that looks to be a horse with a bit of a future, and it did seem to be a little bit hard to make grounds away from the rail, so extra marks on the tip. But I think the Victorian 2 year olds thus far, though, probably haven't been too crash hot. I'm still waiting for the Blue Diamond winner to emerge, and that just might happen in the prelude. Look out for a Philip Stokes horse, Sahara something. I can't remember its name. So this is beautiful preparation leading into a podcast.
I can't help you with that one.
Either. Sahara Dancer or something along those lines.
Yes, perhaps we should bring a laptop in here to make people look as though we know what we're talking about. I can tell you that these races on Saturday, the Canterbury and the Witten Stakes, in the past 3 years, count them, three, the Golden Slipper winner has won one of these races. And indeed, you then go back to Sebring in 2008. So four of the past eight Golden Slipper winners have not only run in one of these races on Saturday, but have won them. So it would be quite irresponsible of me to say that you could just go out on Sunday and back these two, back the winning colt and the winning filly, and you'd have a 50% chance of collecting at the end of the Golden Slipper. And of course, if you back them on Sunday, they'll probably be under the odds anyway. But it's quite a good record. There is a slight difference this year in that it's 7 weeks out from the slipper, whereas normally eight for these races. Slipper obviously being run early because of the early Easter. But we start off with the colts, and that's race three at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday. And the colt that fits the previous pattern for those Golden Slipper winners, who had generally had one start going into this race and had won or run second. In fact, the colts had both won. Is number one, Tessera from the Godolphin team, Joel, but a few hard luck stories behind him on his debut.
Yeah, tricky race. You can make best for most of them. I've gone away from Tessera, had him on top first up, but only in for fourth. Defcon on top for me. He looked the pick of the trialers dating back to October before the Breeders' Plate. Of course, they gave him a bit of a break and he didn't go to that. Capitalist went there and won it for the same trainer and connections. But Defcon looked really, really good back in the spring. He's trialled up good leg into this. He's very short, about $1.90, but which is probably too short in a race like this. But I've got him on top of four, Mount Panorama, who trialled super before the debut. And just to put a pen through that, he missed the start, over-raced, and was all along the inside, worst part of the track. He can improve sharply. Six, Guard of Honor's trialled really, really well on the provincial tracks. He looks above average, and one, Tessa, in for fourth, and that's leaving out Star of Monsoon, who could easily have gone in the mix.
And that's my top selection, number eight, Star of Monsoon, the half-brother to Lucky Racky and Precious Lorraine. Won a 900 metre trial at Rose Hill earlier in the month, sat back, settled last, and just finished over the top, and won that trial quite impressively. Drawn barrier three, hopefully won't get that far back in the small field. I think Star of Monsoon is a touch of class. Got ahead of number five, Defcon, who has trialled up well. There's been a big boom about this horse. A lot of people, anticipating his debut run ever since he won that trial back in September, so he'll definitely start favourite. Third off, put in number six, Guard of Honour, and for fourth, number four, Mount Panorama. So I've gone 8, 5, 6, and 4.
Yeah, on the paper, you've gone 8, 5, 7, and 4.
Yeah, that I think is a mistake.
Click the wrong button. Zig Runny should have zagged. Yes. 8, 5, 6, and 4, listeners. See, it pays to tune into the podcast to get the fully updated information. Well, only 8 colts and geldings to go around in the Canterbury. Not such a light muster in the Whitten Stakes, race 4 at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday. Also, like the Canterbury, an 1100 metre. Group 3, there are 13 acceptors here. 6 of them are first starters. And you too, and indeed winning post Paul Richards as well, are unanimous in your support of a first starter. Currently quoted at around about the $10 mark, Joel.
Yeah, interesting. We've all found this nonpareil really well-bred, as you'd expect from the Godolphin team. And yeah, really liked her trial. Showed good pace, but wasn't asked to produce much of an effort. She was trapped wide and just travelled strongly throughout. I'd assume James McDonald can't make the weight, otherwise he'd probably be on it. He is on Chapander, who does seem to have ability, but Sam Clipperton is a very good jockey, and from barrier one, I think Nonpareil will be hard to beat. From two, Could Have Been. I like this filly. She was really good, really game last time, chasing home the Gay Waterhouse train filly that's won against it, Scarlet Rain.
Yeah.
And she's drawn a bit wide again, Could Have Been, but she'll run well. 12, Smart Amelia, I liked her trial. She looks pretty handy as well. And she trialled up actually behind Agna, number 4, who is my fourth selection. Her debut run behind Capitalist at Wyong was good, 11-2, 12-4.
Yeah, Chapander and Nonpareil are both carrying 54.5, so J-Mac...
So I'll stuff that up.
Yeah, no, this has been a vintage podcast two races in, but... I've gone with Nonpareil.
Not even Willie Pike gets it right every time.
No, Nonpareil on top for me. It opened up $4 with Bet365, but it was quickly turned out to 10s and some places got 15. So just surprised at the price, but Barry 1 hopefully gets every chance. The trial was good. Go to the head of 1 So Serene, who ran second to Extreme Choice, who's the current Blue Diamond favourite. For third, number 4, Agna. And for fourth, number 12, Smart Amelia, who got back and really hit the line nicely in the recent trial. I think it's also entered for Kembler Grange on Saturday as well. Might be hard to beat if they line up there. I've gone 11, 1, 4 and 12.
All right, and I must apologise, listeners, if you can't actually make out what Carl's saying, because he's currently sort of facing the other way, about 3 metres away from the microphone as he has a look at race 3 at Warrnambool on the big TV on the side of the studio here. It's not exactly copybook Sean Cosgrove-style microphone lovemaking, but not to worry. The other major race, as Joel said, at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday is the Group 2 Expressway Stakes. Weight for age over 1,200 metres. As Joel mentioned, 5 of the 8 are resuming, and recent history would suggest that they are the ones to choose from. I think first uppers have won 10 of the last 18, and of the ones that are race fit, they've tended to be last start, firsts or seconds. Nothing in that category here. So one of the first uppers. And indeed, you are both with first uppers here. Joel, yours is our front page feature horse on Winning Post this week, and I speak of number 4, our boy Malachi.
Yes, the Rockhampton Rocket. He's a real beauty, this horse. He's trialled up well. You look at his last trial, just ignore that. He trialled super before that, and his trial on Monday, he missed the start, which he doesn't normally do, and Tommy Berry just let him run around on the very wet track, and he seemed to go to the line with plenty in the tank, so you don't read too much into the last position. I think he can resume a winner from 3 General Ife, who's been trialling well. 5 Big Money will strip fitter for that first up run, and 7 Solicit could run a cheeky race fresh as well.
I like General Ife. I think this horse is really ready to go first up. His most recent trial was really good under a light ride, and first up last campaign, he did his best work late, and he probably should have won the race last campaign. He was awfully unlucky on Derby Day in that on-pace dominated race won by Clear Choice. So got General Ife on top from 7 Solicitor, who's also trialled up well ahead of this race. For third, number 4, our boy Malachi. And for fourth, I have chucked in number 8, King's Troop, down in the weights.
All right, race 7, number 3, General Ife, is Carl Diorio's best bet on the Rose Hill program. So, Carl, while you're hot, I don't want to interrupt you as they turn into the straight at the Bull.
That's a rock bar.
Your value bet, we head to the last, the tab.com.au handicap over 1,100 metres. I'm just stretching while you watch the end of the race.
That's all right.
And your selection is a Clary Connors-trained first upper by the name of... My favourite.
That's beautiful, Padding Barks, in the first leg of my multis up. My favourite. Yeah, really off a long break, this horse. He's non-pacer. He's a son of her other son. And I originally thought he'd be a bit of a longer price. I thought he'd be the unknown quantity in a big field and a few nice horses that are well-known to punters. But they've opened him up about 550, and I think they respect the strength of his Hong Kong form lines. He's a non-pacer who... always started short in betting. He handles a bit of given the ground, so any rain about won't put him off. And he beat Cabayan twice in Hong Kong. Now, Cabayan was the winner of the Stan Fox Stakes before he went over to Hong Kong. So he's certainly good enough. He's obviously come back here due to some sort of issue, but he hasn't shown it in his two recent trials. He worked the line strongly both times. He's got barrier four. I think he's going to be awfully hard to beat. So I got him on top from Le Cordon Bleu, Meursault, and Supreme Effort in that last race.
And Joel, we kick off nice and early with your best bet.
Yeah, I hate going to these shorties, but I just found it a difficult program to come up with another best, and he'll win. Start Wondering, race 1, number 4. He's a good horse. He had excuses second up, caught wide, and I thought he battled on really well. He's been back to the trials, trialled really impressively. Hugh Bowman to ride. You can get even money, I think, starting off in a few multis. And my value is El Lu, race 8, number 2. Again, for Waller and Bowman. First run for Team Waller was with the Hawks Yard. Unplaced 3 runs this time in, but she's going well. The fresh run was good. The run on the Gold Coast was very good, coming from last and wide, hitting the line for 6. 60 kilos, but drawn barrier 1 should get a good run.
All right. Melbourne racing on Saturday is at Flemington, and if the weather forecasters are right, we speak to you on Thursday afternoon. There's been a bit of rain, perhaps not as much as they had been talking about, but they're talking about pretty much constantly on and off rain between now and race time. So we might have an unaccustomedly soft track at Flemington, where the main race is race 7. The Kensington Stakes, a listed event over 1,000 metres, Joel.
Oh, at number 5, Wild Rain here. She's up and going. She's a 1,000-metre specialist, in good form before they went to the Gold Coast for the Magic Millions sprint, which was over 1,100. She was in a good spot, but just sort of 2 or 3 lengths off the leading pair. She hit the front, was always going to be left with a bit of a sitting shot, and Hussein Eagle ran over the top of her the last 100 metres, but she battled on really well. Gate line down the straight's always a bit of a negative, but she'll give them plenty to chase. Got her ahead of 8 Headwater, who really did mix his form last prep, but his run at Moonee Valley was super. Certainly if he runs up to that, he'll be tough to beat. 6 Yesterday Songs for 3rd, and 1 The Quarterback will be charging late.
I'm keen on Yesterday Songs here, number 6. It's first up from a spell. It should have won first up last campaign at Caulfield in the Regal Roller over 1,200 metres. Worth noting that Yesterday Songs won 2 jump outs prior to that 1,200 metre contest. And then comes into this race with the benefit of 1 jump out, which was a bit more quieter, finished 2nd, but I think they've just given it the 1 jump out as opposed to the 2, just to keep it fresh for the 1,000 metres, and I think the booking of Damien Oliver is significant. He rode it in the jump out, and it's well weighted, just 2.5 kilos off the minimum. A great each way price, got it ahead of 5 with Wild Rain, never easy to lead from barrier 1 down the straight, but probably has is the in-form runner, and you know will run out a strong 1,000 metres. 3rd, number 1, The Quarterback, who will be powering her home late. And for 4th, number 2, Iconic, who won a recent trial quite well and on best form is certainly up to date.
I'm with The Quarterback, number 1, to run over the top of them from 11, Pink Perfection, 5, Wild Rain, and 6, Yesterday's Songs. Your best on the Flemington program, Joel.
I'll go in the feature. I'll make Wild Rain my best. My value is Bell Seal, race 8, number 8. So the 2 runs, stayed at 1,200, second up. 1,400 is much more suitable for him. And the more rain around, the better. I think he's over the odds at 21. Candice, obviously very short, going to be hard to beat. But in fact, Bell Seal each way, and it will give a good run for your money. And a bit of a roughie, who I think is over the odds, is Polar Vortex, race 6, number 10. Bit of a race this, there's a few exciting horses, but he's coming off 2 good wins, only at Wangaratta, but it gives the impression he's going to be strong over a bit of ground. Barrier one, he might run a race at odds.
So my best is Yesterday Song, is out of the Kensington Stakes, race 7, number 6. My value bet is in the following race, that's race 8, number 7, the New Boy. I just thought he received far too much pressure in the lead last time, over 1,400 metres at Caulfield. He does draw now to lead from barrier 2. He won't have to work up the hill. He'll jump out, he'll find the fence first, and he'll be hard to run past. He's better weighted as well, dropping from 59 down to 55.5. And those horses at the top of the weights, the vast majority of them are either out of form. I know that's a bit rich when the New Boy, prior to his Geelong win, hadn't won for a while, but they're out of form or they're just stayers resuming. You've got horses like Thoughtworthy, Killarney Kid, even Old Burns coming back from a tendon injury. So I think this just might be the New Boy's race to win. And the other horse I give a chance a little bit of odds, which I think you like, Barks, as well. Race 9, number 8, King Carpal Chief.
Correct. That is my value bet. My best is, it's another one in a race of that does look to be packed with quality. In this case, 3-year-old fillies, and I speak of race 5, number 1, Heavily. I thought the real Heavily may have stood up last time, and repeated that with only a kilo over the minimum, I thought would be enough to win again. Race 5, number 1, Heavily. Race 9, number 8, King Capel Chief, my value bet. Adelaide, they are racing on the course proper at Morfordville on Saturday, Carl. And we wait for race 7, the benchmark 90 over 1200, for your best of the day.
And that's Magic Boy, the Adelaide Guineas winner from earlier in the year, resumes from a spell. First up last campaign, he was beaten by Lord Aspen. He finished second on that occasion. He's a really good first up performer, and even his runs afterwards weren't all that bad either. I think in this race, Sir Bible's going to lead, and he led them up quite easily in the Australia Stakes last day, so there's no reason why he shouldn't lead them up here. The winkers have been removed, so maybe he won't go as keen in the lead, but I still think that the promise of a genuine tempo will allow Magic Boy to get home over the top. So that's my best bet. And the best value is race number 5, which is number 6, Marco Polo. Marco Polo's also entered for Flemington, so just look for where he's running. Flemington, he's probably a place chance here. I think he's a winning chance. He's run last time at Strathalbyn on paper. He got beaten the length and fourth in a benchmark 80, but if you saw the run, it was something quite special. He jumped out slow, he got back, and he was steaming home at the end in a non-pace dominated race with Lucky Flipper led all the way. So Marco Polo is certainly one of each way odds that $12, I think he's worth an each way bet.
Okay, Doomben is where they're racing in Brisbane again on Saturday, and race 5, number 9, Joel, the Robbie Heathcote-trained Dream Choice, is your best on the program.
Yeah, there's a few chances in this, but I think it'd be really hard to beat. Had his first start for the Heathcote Yard at the Sunshine Coast, he was caught wide all the way. I thought he kept finding the line strongly. That was behind Le Cap. With 52.5, I think he can turn the tables here on Le Cap, who has 57. My value was in the last. A really good race this. There's some good promising 3-year-olds. I've gone for Saga of the Storm. She's had the two runs back. Last time out, she chased home buffering in the Qtus Magic Millions race. She hit the line quite well. From barrier 2, she's going to get a lovely run. And in a race with... she's probably not the best horse in the race, and certainly I think Too Good to Refuse is very smart. But down in the weights from a good draw, she looks the value.
Racing at Ascot again in Perth on Saturday. There is a black type race. It is race 6, the Scenic Blast Stakes over 1,200 metres, where first among equals, who has been a late finishing eye catcher first two runs this prep, is expected to break through.
Yeah, he should. It was a really good run last time out. Just found Lucky Street, who's a very smart, a little bit too speedy for him, but he can return to the winner's stall here from 5 Red Aura, 1 Rock Magic, and 7 Silver Stream.
And that's race 6. Race 7 sees your value bet.
Yeah, Silver Romance, really like this horse. He's a son of Sabaville. Both his runs this time in have been excellent. He's just found the 1400s a bit short last time, but he got up for a place at nice odds. The step up to the miles really in his favour. I think he can turn the tables on the couple that beat him home. My best is in the last, number 5, Barrackie Beats. I think he can win again, this horse. He's coming along well this prep as he's been getting up in trip. He led throughout last start. There's not too many winning hopes in this, a few of them resuming. He beat Paseo del Prado last time and Caliva They chased him home and they're in the race again. They probably look the main ones to beat, but I think he can win again. Barracky Beats.
All right, earlier in the day across the Tasman, they are still at Trentham, but a bit of a lull as far as the top class races go.
Yeah, they've just juggled. Their three-day carnival used to be Saturday, Monday, Saturday. Now it's three Saturdays in a row. And this Saturday, they've got the Desert Gold Stakes, which used to clash with another good fillies race. I can't think of what it is, but it's attracted a strong field this year. Group three over the mile. I've gone for 13, Black Sav, who I think is a real New Zealand Oaks player. She's going to keep improving as she gets up over ground, this filly. I'm going to follow her through. Number one, Capella, going to be very, very hard to beat. She'll be short. 14, Hop in High Heels is coming along well, and 4, Coldplay next best. Black Sav is my value. My best bet is Animator from the Trent Busserton and Natalie Young yard. This horse ran really well first up. Step up to 1600 looks ideal. Has a bit of weight for a three-year-old, 59.5. That's a slight query, but I think he's got a bit of a future. The other meeting is at Matamata, and my best bet is race 9, number 2, Party Crasher. First two runs this prep were good, had no luck last start. He looks ready to win, and my value is Luna Rossa, race 3 in the two-year-old race. Struggle to find a value bet here, but Sassy and Smart's going to be very short and going to be hard to beat. But I like Luna Ross's debut, and 1200's really going to suit, so he might be able to knock off the fave.
Okay, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and still only $5. All your favourite features too. We'll leave you with our best $20 bet for the weekend. And I'm going to go Flemington race 5, number 1, heavily, Joel.
I'll go Doomben race 5, number 9, Dream Choice.
And I'll go Yesterday's Songs in the Kensington Stakes at Flemington race 7.
And that is number 6. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.